Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast. Hashtag. It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined once again by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm feeling great. Speaking voice is back. All levels green across the board. We're ready to go.
Oh, that is tremendous, because this is a very important episode. There's a lot going on in anticipation of Logan, which is out this week. We will break down all of the X-Men movies to this point. Also, it is the month of March, so that means the second annual hashtag Dork Madness will take place, and we have to figure out what, in fact, the bracket will be about.
Yeah, we have to figure that out. We're going to figure that out live.
We're going to figure it out live. Yeah, we're gonna end up doing it live. But, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time to waste here, so what do you say we just get right into it?
Let's do it.
This week in Dork.
Davey, we had the Academy Awards, and there was quite an ending to the Oscars. What did you think?
I thought I watched the majority of the show. I thought everything was rolling along nicely. And jeepers creepers. I mean, any show you start off with Justin Timberlake and then end with a big gaffe like that, I mean, I'm in. I'm buying it.
It was a solid show. I'll tell you, Jimmy Kimmel, I thought, did a good job. I like him.
Yeah, I thought the them bringing the random people in took a little too long.
That took a while.
It's a petri dish for controversy now, I guess. So.
Well, that guy is like a rapist or something.
Yeah, he just got out of jail.
That's tough. To be the face of your good moments in the Oscars. But the Jimmy Kimmel bagging on Matt Damon never gets old. I like when they just crap on each other.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. And I saw, the night before the Oscars, I finally saw at least one of the Oscar movies, and that was Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, I saw it, yeah. The weekend prior to the Oscars, I saw it, because my wife was, I'm sure your wife was very adamant that that's what you watch.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch the extended cut of Doctor Strange.
Nice.
but that got shut down, and they're no, let's watch Manchester, my wife's let's watch Manchester by the Sea. And I got to tell you, for those listening at home, if you're in for, a night in with the wife where, things might escalate, do not.
No.
Watch that movie.
That's a sad state of affairs. I can only imagine for you being a father watching that. I was just like, oh, man. Some of it was kind of predictable, but even still, you were like, this is just ridiculously depressing.
And it's like one of those things where I didn't know a lot about it. I knew it was depressing going in, and I thought it was about, him taking custody of his brother's kid. And I knew the basic plot, but I didn't know the characters' backstories at all.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I went to that blind, no warning.
I didn't love the movie. I thought the acting was really good. I thought Casey Affleck deserved to win. I thought Michelle Williams probably should have won. Now, I didn't see Fences. But, oh, by the way, Viola Davis is ridiculous. Ridiculous in a bad way, not ridiculous in a good way.
Yeah, so she won. And congratulations to her. She's the first African-American woman to win an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Tony.
Yeah, that's fine, but she talk
sure,
about
that's great.
That's really cool. But she thinks she's pretty good, doesn't she?
Oh, she thinks her shit don't float.
I mean, that is unreal, the way she feels. So, I don't know. So that was a bit annoying. But you know, other than that, the again, it's weird because we don't see a lot of these. Oh, Suicide Squad won. That's what I wanted to bring up.
How about that?
Suicide Squad won a thing. So that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So it has as many Oscars as Pulp Fiction and Shawshank Redemption.
Look at that.
So yeah. What else we got from the Oscars? Anything?
No, like I said, Justin Timberlake is fantastic. What an entertainer. Just an absolutely once-in-a-generation talent, you know?
Yeah.
Am I gushing too much? Am I
it
too much?
It seems over the top.
Fan?
I didn't realize this about you.
Yeah, I'm a huge Timberlake fan.
I guess
Sorry.
So.
Yeah.
Man.
I love his, Jessica Biel as well. She's something else.
She
Blade
is.
Trinity? Anyone? Well, bring it back to Dork. Blade Trinity?
Remember Blade Trinity. One? I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Stuff.
Would you want to see Justin Timberlake in a comic book movie?
I would not.
Really?
No, just stay in your lane. You know what I mean?
All right.
You know, he can do the rom-com thing. He can do the, you know, I'm sure he's in some dramatic stuff that no one will want to see, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, there might be some roles open for him in the, I don't know if you've seen the new DC potential lineup ahead. They mapped out, and I forget, I want to give credit, it was either IO9 or Deadline Hollywood or one of these websites. They mapped out what they're expecting the whole, like, you know how the MCU has all their movies mapped out like forever.
Yep.
So now they have the DC movies, at least what they project. So this year we're getting Wonder Woman and we're getting Justice League.
Sure.
The year after that we're supposed to get, I think, The Flash, maybe Cyborg. But it has so many, and I'm asking myself, like, one of them is like the Batman movie, one of them is like Black Adam, Shazam, Green Lantern, Man of Steel 2, Suicide Squad 2, Justice League 2. Like, it's
don't forget Aquaman.
Right. No. Yeah. Right. Good point. That's one that actually they're a lot closer to making.
Yep.
But they had like a ton of these movies out there, and I'm asking myself, how many of these are even going to get made? Like, what is your prediction for how many actually get made?
So how many are on the docket? I would say it's like a dozen. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say a safe estimate. It's a dozen.
I'm going to say half. Half those movies get made.
And that might even be high.
None of them will be any good.
No.
No.
That sucks.
No, they're just cashing the chips in at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, they are. I mean, like, especially if Justice League is bad later on this year, then where do you go?
I mean, look at the marketing. Unite the Six. There's five. Unite the Seven. There's six of them.
I know. And all the, like, most of the outfits look terrible. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
It's frustrating because there's some really good characters, and we've said this before on the podcast, but they're the actual graphic novels or comics, like the best stories from DC, to me, are a lot better than the best stories from Marvel.
Yeah, I mean, they take a lot of more risks. You know, I think there's a lot of Marvel's very clean in terms of how they present their comic books.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man's, like there's, you know, the whole thing with Venom, is that supposed to be about, you know, drug addiction and, you know, depression and all that stuff. And they kind of mask it with that, whereas I think DC just kind of goes for it. Especially with, like, we rave about the Batman stuff all the time.
Yeah,
but I think
the best.
They really go for it with the Batman stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, again, we'll see what happens with the DC movies. Some sad news to report from over the weekend as Bill Paxton died.
Yeah, and you know, that's one of those things where it's one of those guys you just expect to just live. Forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like...
Yeah, like
I'm watching the thing on the Oscars, and I'm watching the reel of, like, people who died. And there's people on there who I thought died years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Zsa Zsa Gabor was dead 20 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or she was, like, close to death for, like, the past decade.
Yeah.
You know, and then you hear about a guy like Bill Paxton, who's 61 years old, and you're just like, Jesus Christ. Like, you know, that's amazing to me. You know?
What would you say were the best movies that he was in?
I would say the first movie I ever saw with Bill Paxton that I loved was Weird Science. I love that movie.
Really?
Like, it's one of, like, John Hughes's, like, weirdest movies. Obviously, Weird Science being in the title.
Yeah.
The one where they a young Robert Downey Jr. is in that movie, by the way.
He is. He absolutely is.
But I remember watching that as a kid and thinking that, like, those two kids who made the girl were so cool.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what set me on them, because they're not supposed to be cool, but in my head, like, those guys are so cool.
Yeah, these guys are the best. Like, no, they're not.
No, that you're missing the point. I think I was like 5 or 6 when I saw that movie.
He's got a really good filmography. Like, if you add that one onto, obviously, Aliens, The Terminator, you know, some of these are smaller roles, then, you know, Frailty, which he directed. Did he write and direct Frailty?
I believe he did.
Like, and that was one of the ones that we talked about last October about one of the underrated horror movies, which is really good.
Yeah. Oh, that's an unbelievable horror movie.
He was also in Club Dread. Where
he Kaladaberg.
He was tremendous in that.
Yeah.
What else? Tombstone, True Lies. Like, he's got a nice little.
He was awesome in True Lies. As like the
he was.
Car salesman who like tries to tell people he's a spy, and then he like pisses himself. Like, that's one of the funniest things I've put to film is when Arnold Schwarzenegger scares him so much he pees his pants.
That is good. And he was in Near Dark, which is another sneaky good horror movie from the 80s.
Yes.
So, RIP to Bill Paxton.
And I would say, I tweeted this out, and some of you saw it, but the only guy to be killed by a Terminator, a Xenomorph, and a Predator, which is pretty awesome.
That is crazy. Language. That is nuts. We also, do you see this new show that's coming out on FX called Feud with Joan and Betty?
Yeah, and I know I'm into this, by the way.
I am so into this.
I'm not letting you do a solo pod on this.
On Feud?
Yeah, no, we're going to do this.
I can't wait. And now, so I took I forget what the course was, some film class in college, and we watched a lot of these old movies. And I forget which one, we watched one or two Betty Davis movies, and then we also watched Mildred Pierce that Joan Crawford was in, which she actually won Best Actress for. And so I started to like read up on them, and I was fascinated by the two of them. And then I saw Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, and you're like knowing that they hated each other, and they were like the two biggest stars. And then that movie, like the roles that they played, it's a creepy movie too. Like, I definitely recommend that movie. So this is an 8-episode season, and it's sort of, you know, like a lot of like American Horror Story, like Ryan Murphy's in charge of. So it's gonna be like a one off. Next year, I guess they're already doing Prince Charles and Princess Diana. Is going to be season 2 of Feud. But this, I guess, centers around when they were making Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. I mean, in the pantheon of like movie history, I mean, that's actually like a really cool story. So
that
I'm actually pretty fascinated by it. And it's Susan Sarandon and...
Oh, what the hell's her name? Jessica Lange.
Jessica Lange, who's in all Ryan Murphy stuff. So she's been unbelievable on that show.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I would say the one bright spot in all across the board on American Horror Story, like Jessica Lange.
She's always good. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. Also on the same network, FX, Legion continues to roll on. Are you all caught up on Legion?
No, I'm not, but I am caught up on Taboo, which is like FX is just killing it right now. So whether it's FX or FXX.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. I'm way behind on Taboo. How's that been going?
It's getting really good.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom Hardy, who I also adore.
You love.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah, he might be.
He might be. I feel like this is kind of his thing.
Yeah, this does look like a role perfectly suited for him.
Well, I can segue. We won't segue yet, but people really want him to pick up the Wolverine mantle and play Wolverine. But
what do you think of that? You think he'd be good at that?
Oh yeah. Have you seen Warrior? You've seen Mad Max, obviously.
Yeah, I've seen both. Yeah, I've seen both. I've seen both. They're really good.
Unbelievable.
All right,
so the guy's got the chops. But
so anyway,
I'm getting off the rails there.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. I was mentioning Legion. Legion continues to be good. We'll see where this season goes. But that's obviously in the X-Men universe. And that leads us now, Davey, into the topic du jour.
What's that?
That's the topic of the day.
Oh, let's do that.
X-Men movies. We have had, count them up. Was it 9?
9, I count.
We've had 9.
Well, 8.5.
Actually, let's address the elephant in the room. First of all, do you like the expression elephant in the room?
I do.
Is Deadpool an X-Men movie?
That's a fascinating question, and one that there is no simple answer to.
I agree. Let me hear your response first.
Do you want
me to
do the pro side?
No.
Do the con, or you want me to do the con?
Oh, actually, yeah, tell me. All right, yeah, that's a good idea. You tell me that it is, and then I'll tell you that it isn't.
Well, clearly it has to be in the X-Men universe if they make mention to the X-Men movies. Now, you can say that Deadpool is famous for breaking the fourth wall and having this knowledge of like anything that's going in and out of comics, regardless of the universe. There is a lot of talk about mutation. There are mentions to other X-Men. You see the mansion. You see the Blackbird. You see Colossus, who is, I would say he's on like the on the bench. He's like the first guy off the bench for the X-Men.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So he's not a guy, but like he's the, a specialty role kind of player.
Okay.
And then Negasonic Teenage Warhead, who's like in the D-League in terms of, in terms of X-Men. But they make mention to Charles Xavier. They make mention to Wolverine. They make mention to, a bunch of different people. So it has to happen in that universe. So I would say to that end, it is part of the X-Men movies.
But I don't think, I would say it is not an X-Men movie because the X-Men movies are about people, in the X-Men. And Deadpool really isn't. Like, yeah, there's been some crossover stuff. Obviously, there's a lot of X-Force stuff with Deadpool. But for the most part, he is not an X-Men. Like, you go through all the
different... Howard refuses to be.
Right, he doesn't want to... Good point. He doesn't want to be in the X-Men. So they may be in the same universe. But that's like saying... this could be a bad example. Maybe it's a great example. You tell me. Guardians of the Galaxy. It's an MCU movie, but it's not an Avengers movie.
Yeah, I mean, I see the point. And okay, but on the con side again, just to rebut.
Yes,
now,
yes.
Is the addition of Cable in Deadpool 2 make it more of an X-Men movie than Deadpool 1?
Whew. Now, if the movie is called Deadpool and Cable, now you're starting to swing me a little bit. But if it's just Deadpool 2, then no.
Right, but if it's Deadpool and Cable,
yeah,
because then the X-Men universe, they're going to make an X-Force movie.
Right, X-Force now kind of is.
Yeah, so now, see, it's gray. But for the sake of what we're going to do right now, I want to put it in here. Like, I want to put it in to our rankings.
Oh, we are? Okay, fine.
No, let's screw it. Let's take it out.
No, we can put it in. Well, No, I guess we can leave it in. I mean, they do go to the X-Mansion. So my answer, though, would be no, that it's not.
Okay. I would say as it stands right now, no.
Okay.
But it will be.
It might be.
If we get, okay. Now, what if Deadpool shows up in Logan?
Yeah. Well, no. I still know. It's like the Guardians and the Avengers to me are two separate things, and then they both fall within the MCU. So if you want to say,
I got a good example here.
Okay,
is Stephen Strange an Avenger?
No, is he? No,
because Thor shows up at the end of Doctor Strange.
Right, and to me, it's a bigger umbrella. Right? So you have the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which encompasses all of this. But if you were like, Ant-Man, Iron Man, Hulk, Captain America, those are all Avengers movies, which are also MCU movies. I don't know what they're calling this Fox universe, but I think it's you can't just call it the X-Men universe if you're also making Deadpool. Like, those would be two separate things within the same world. Like, I don't know what you would call it. non-MCU, MCU.
And partly, I think, the choice to put X-Men characters into Deadpool was to kind of anchor people who might not have been privy to Deadpool before. So, like, I know X-Men. You know what I mean? Like, it helps tether to that world. Because think about it. I mean, when Deadpool came out, they had no idea that it was going to be this good.
No.
I think Ryan Reynolds was the only person who knew it was going to be this good.
Exactly. And they always, Deadpool comics, he had a lot of interactions with the X-Men, but he also had a lot of interactions with, Punisher and Spider-Man and, some of the other New York guys. So he wasn't just exclusively with the X-Men. Whereas if I just threw a lot of other characters at you, if there was a Cyclops movie, like, that's without question, that would be an X-Men movie.
Yeah.
But Deadpool, there's
a really, really lame one, by the way.
It'd be boring, admittedly. What if it's Cyclops and Havoc? A couple of brothers, the Summers brothers.
Couple of brothers going sunglass shopping.
So, all right. So Deadpool is either in or it's out. But the movies that we absolutely have start all the way back in 2000, where you have X-Men. That's followed up by X2 in 2003. X-Men The Last Stand in 2006. It was not The Last Stand, by the way.
It was not.
X-Men Origins Wolverine came out in 2009. X-Men First Class, sort of a reboot to the system, in 2011. X-Men The Wolverine, or actually, I don't even know if it was called X-Men. It might have been just The Wolverine.
The Wolverine.
The Wolverine, excuse me, in 2013. X-Men Days of Future Past in 2014. And then in 2016, you had both Deadpool and X-Men Apocalypse.
Okay.
That's a bunch. Then we have Logan coming out this week. Mm-hmm. And then there's rumors for Deadpool 2, Gambit, the New Mutants, X-Force, whatever they're going to call the Apocalypse sequel.
Which I cannot believe they're doing that.
I guess they're going to go to the 90s now, and it's going to be about the Dark Phoenix saga, which they've tried to do twice already.
Exactly. We've dabbled into that twice, and I don't think you can actually explain. That comic was so confusing.
There's a lot going on. It's kind of overrated, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I like the X-Men. Like, growing up, I liked the X-Men more than the Avengers. Because you got to remember, before the movies came out, I think a lot of people liked the X-Men more than the Avengers or Fantastic Four or some of the other groups.
Oh, they were huge. And I think a part of like you and I growing up around the same time, like the fact that the X-Men had a unbelievable cartoon.
Cartoon was amazing, and some of the like arcade video games were great.
Oh yeah, like so you knew.
Yeah.
Like I walked into, I remember being like in the comic book store in my town growing up. Like I walked in there, and the very first thing I wanted to see was X-Men.
Yeah.
Because I had played that game at Fun Spot. Like, all the time. Like, I would just, like, pump, like, $20 worth of stuff. I mean, like, kids would come and go, and I would stay, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And then, because I would watch the cartoon, and I was a huge Nightcrawler fan.
Yeah.
So the fact that you could actually play as Nightcrawler in that X-Men game was awesome.
Oh, he was great. Yeah. He was great. So let's do the dork rankings for all of the X-Men movies.
Okay.
Let's start. It's probably easiest for us to go just 1 through 9, rather than 9 through 1, because I got to screw that up. So number one, the best X-Men movie.
Is Deadpool in or out? Have we decided that yet?
We have not decided that. We should have decided that already. We have not. Yeah.
Let's take him out.
Let's take him out.
Yeah. But I think you and I would put him at least one, or Deadpool would be one or two.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. All right. So let's take Deadpool out as red. That's one of the better ones.
What's your recommendation for number one then if we take out Deadpool?
I really liked X2 as my favorite X-Men movie. I think... That nailed it. Like, if you wanted to make an X-Men movie, I thought the second movie was where it hit its stride. Could it be because Alan Cumming did a great job playing Nightcrawler, although very much underrated? Maybe.
Nightcrawler was great.
But you got, like, the Wolverine backstory in an X-Men movie, you know, with Stryker and all that. So, like, I thought that was probably the best done X-Men movie.
Yeah, you know what? I like that one a lot. All right, let's go with that. Let's go with that for number one. Number two, I think you could go in a few different directions. I think there's kind of like there's groups with the X-Men movies, similar to Avengers. Like there's three or four you could probably make an argument for one, a couple in the middle, and then a couple just trash ones.
Right. So the way I see it, the same way you do. Like there's one or two that are at the top.
Yeah.
Then there's like four in the middle, and then three or four just trash.
So this one might surprise you.
Yep.
This one I like a lot though, and I thought they threw a ton at you. There was so much going on. But they decided to say, all right, we have the original trilogy, we have a new trilogy, we're going to try to line them up, and we're going to take some of the best aspects of both. And I really like Days of Future Past.
As number two?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I had, okay, so this is what I had. I had First Class second.
Understandable.
And Days of Future Past third.
Yep.
Because I really liked that new trilogy.
It was a sweet way to reboot it. I like Days of Future Past because of Wolverine, though.
Yep.
Like, that makes it a little bit better than First Class for me, only because, you know, First Class, you have the two-second cameo of Wolverine.
Which is awesome. He has two words, and they're the best line. It's the best line in the movie.
It was really good.
Yeah.
So two and three would be between those two, and then would you say four would then be the original X-Men?
Yes, I would put the original X-Men four. And the only reason I put it four... If you watch that movie now, there's a lot of exposition in that movie. There's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of wasted time.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of stuff at the mansion where they're kind of explaining to Wolverine, but they're actually explaining to the audience who everybody is.
Right, right.
And there's a lot of that, which is, to me, it's just kind of wasted. You know, so I'm sure if they were to do that movie again, they would kind of speed that up a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it was a good start. Again, you basically had Blade a couple of years earlier, but nobody really was aware that Blade was a Marvel movie. So X-Men sort of launched all of this. And I think they were too afraid to go with, like, the real, the X-Men, like, uniforms.
Right.
Because they didn't know if that would really take. Whereas, like, now you could do that. You could throw Wolverine now. Well, maybe not now because we've seen so many without it. But the way people watch comic book movies now, if all these X-Men were wearing like ridiculous yellow outfits, which they've also tried to do in the new trilogy, like that'd be accepted and actually liked. Whereas they were wearing just like black, like motorcycle outfits for most of the first one.
Isn't it crazy? Like, I watched this movie recently. I think like 2 weeks ago I watched the first X-Men movie just for fun.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to me. Like, we talked about on the last podcast, like when we first, like, who is Hugh Jackman?
Right.
You know, I remember talking to you about that when we were like 17, 18 years old. Like, who the hell is Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
And then how over the past, now it's been what, 17 years?
Yep.
Which is nuts.
Yep, 17 years for Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
He started out, like, he didn't look anything like Wolverine except for the hair.
Yeah, right.
And now, over the past 17 years, now he looks like what you expect Wolverine to look like. Like, he's actually aged into Wolverine.
You know, he has. The one thing about him is he's a lot taller than you probably want a Wolverine to be.
Yeah, isn't Wolverine like 5'4"?
He's tiny. And, like, you see it in some of the comics where, like, the scale when he's standing up next to other people and he's, like, so short.
He's, like, 5'4", but weighs 300 pounds or something like that.
And he's just ripped to pieces. Which, by the way, in Days of Future Past, he is shredded.
Oh, my God. And in the Wolverine. Jesus Christ.
And in the Wolverine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which, by the way, is probably the fifth best movie.
We're right on the nose so
far.
Okay.
Yeah. We're lining things up. We have some conflicting ones kind of early, but that's all in the same group. Which,
right.
I feel like The Wolverine is right in the middle, and it's kind of alone. Like, those other four I like significantly better, and the rest I like significantly worse.
And it's important to note too that, like, this is the reason I put it there is it's such a mixed bag. Like, I feel like this is, you know, Hugh Jackman actually, you know, the best he's done to date with the character of Wolverine. But I felt like the supporting characters in that movie were so weak that it kind of wrecked the movie.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Like, when you take him out and you're not using any other X-Men or, you know, villains that we really are aware of.
Yeah.
It's a cool story, but you still kind of need that.
Yeah,
which, I'm
I think
with
the,
you.
The cool part of the story was, like, how, you know, Logan just wanted to die. Like, he just wanted, you know what I mean? Like, he just wanted, didn't want it anymore.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a cool part, but then your main villain, the Silver Samurai, was in the movie for 30 seconds.
Was, right.
Like, fully functional for, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So number six to me would probably be Apocalypse.
Yeah, like, six is Apocalypse in that production value-wise and the scope of the movie, like, that's where it should be.
And, like, some of the characters, like the Magneto stuff with Fassbender was good.
Yes.
Right, and, like, some of the characters were all right, but, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of a nothing movie.
And, again, I mean, I think the biggest fault with these movies that I think doing team movies,
yeah.
Hopefully the Avengers can kind of break this cycle, but I feel like with these movies, like, you get bogged down and characters, like, significant characters to the canon of this comic book get pushed aside.
Yeah, they got nothing.
Like, how the hell do you not use Storm? How the hell do you not use Jean Grey? How the hell do you not use Cyclops? You just, like, or Beast. You're just, like, pushing them aside.
Yeah, like, nah. We don't have time. Like, yeah, they've done a poor, like, Avengers has done such a better job of establishing characters. Plus, I mean, that's the other problem with the X-Men is they don't have, like, the singular characters besides Wolverine to even have their own movie. Like, you wouldn't really do that with the X-Men, so you're kind of forced to have, like, a 15-character ensemble, and, like, some of them, like, never talk, but they're like, oh, that's, they just made a reference to so-and-so who's
there's Jubilee.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Didn't do anything.
Okay.
But, yeah. There's a teenage Nightcrawler who, by the way, his backstory is that he's actually Mystique and what's his name's, the demon guy, son.
Oh, Azrael.
Azrael. So he's their son, but we're not going to mention that.
They don't get into that. Nope.
Yeah. So it's like,
that's one of the big problems with all the X-Men movies is, or there's so many problems with, like, the timeline. But if you're trying to connect them, which I, on the one hand, I appreciate them doing, like, you know, tying it all together, like, oh, it is one big universe, especially when you can do sort of, you know, these time jump type things. That's okay. However, how do you possibly explain the relationship between Charles Xavier and Mystique?
Right.
You know, in the first three, they don't even know each other, and then what they do is like they hate each other, like they're opposite sides.
Right.
And then in like the new trilogy, which took place before the original trilogy, they're best friends.
Right.
So that's annoying, and that's something that they obviously wanted to do in First Class, because that was pretty good stuff. You know, with McAvoy and with Jennifer Lawrence, that was good.
That was good.
But then you're like, all right, well then it doesn't add up. It doesn't add up with the other stuff.
One
of the worst movies ever, but I would put it at 7, would be X-Men The Last Stand.
Okay, so I have a very personal, deep-seated thing for this, but I actually do not have that dead last.
You think that's worse than X-Men Origins Wolverine?
I'll explain.
Okay.
So the reason I put, and again, we said the first four are great. The 5, the Wolverine, is like, okay, like that's decent.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then the last three are just trash.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So they're all bad. But I have an unwarranted and just kind of irrational hatred of Brett Ratner.
Well, I mean, he's terrible.
Like, I hate Brett Ratner.
Yeah.
Like, I never liked any, like, the Rush Hour movies. He's like a JV Michael Bay.
Yeah, he's Michael Bay.
He's a shitty Michael Bay who makes, like, stupid movies.
Right.
He got lucky with something, and they, you know.
Rush Hour.
Bryan Singer didn't want to do, and like, did he do Shanghai Nights and all that shit too?
Ratner?
Yeah.
Maybe. He did Rush Hour, right?
I know he did. He did both Rush Hours.
Yeah.
But
was
he's
there
just
three?
Such a douche. He's just such a douchebag. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Everything I hate about, you know, that kind of.
No, I understand.
He's a producer on The Revenant. I'm actually looking up his filmography now. How
was
about that?
Was he really?
Yeah.
So he's still getting work.
So, no, get this. So he did Rush Hour 2.
Yeah.
And then he did Red Dragon, which was kind of a...
That wasn't terrible.
Wasn't terrible. And then the next, he did a bunch of TV after that. They're like, you're good, buddy.
Red Dragon, which, of course, famous for the scene, I believe it's...
You see.
No, wasn't it? Well, yeah, that one. But wasn't this also the one where Ed Norton screamed at his kid until he pissed his pants?
Yes.
And that was unsettling.
That was so he did Hercules in 2004 with The Rock.
Okay.
And he did obviously Rush Hour 3 and Tower Heist, which was
Tower Heist.
A good movie.
That's the one.
Not a good movie.
He's back in business.
Yep. But he kind of
I think he also claimed to have slept with Olivia Munn.
Munn. Who, again, another wasted character.
Yeah, Apocalypse, yeah, she was. She looked great, too. Like, that was one of the characters that looked spot on.
And it's one of those things, like, I feel bad for her. One, because she's an absolute doll. And I'm sure she's listening, so.
Might be.
You know, at Arvon D.
On the Twitter.
Yeah, but.
And Twitch.
I follow her on Twitter, and all that her Twitter feed was for, like, months was her training.
Oh, my God.
To be Psylocke.
Yeah, pretty good.
To have her on screen for about 5 minutes.
So, no, I know that she was a waste.
Yeah.
Now, going back to the argument over which is the worst X-Men movie, you say Last Stand because of Brett Ratner.
I just thought it was lazy.
Well, it was. Like, it was like, are you doing the Dark Phoenix or are you not?
And not only that, but like, or if we have an open end with a character, like we don't have, we'll just kill him.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, they killed a bunch of characters. You're like, what is happening? Like, why are you, what are you doing this for?
But thank God for, you know, Bryan Singer coming back and doing Days of Future Past, which undoes all of that, which I think to fans, that's a great, like, little nod to you. Be like, we know that sucked.
Yeah. They're like, that now didn't exist.
You're
like, okay.
So we just wiped that out.
All right. Well, what's also nuts is, and I forget the names of some of the characters, but in Last Stand, that was when Magneto was, like, recruiting, like, all these different, you know, villains and stuff to join up. And he had, you know, Pyro, and he had, Jean Grey, who's going to become the Phoenix, and Mystique. But then there's all these other ones that he meets. You're like, the X-Men universe is ridiculous with, like, how many characters there are.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we don't have time for them, but we have time for some, like, shit ones, like the Porcupine guy. And, like, some of the other, you're like, well, these characters are terrible.
I was waiting for Forge to show up.
Forge. I know.
Or Cypher. Who's Cypher, the guy who can, like, speak any language?
He's like C-3PO.
Yeah.
I still think Origins Wolverine takes the cake because they had Deadpool in the movie and he couldn't talk.
Yeah, which is like,
Deadpool couldn't talk. And it was they had Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, and they screwed it up. And they had our guy Tim Riggins as Gambit, and they screwed it up.
Yeah. Like, you're going to put Tim Riggins, you're going to put, 34 into a movie.
Give me something.
Yeah, give him the ball.
So, yeah, I think it's the
even
best.
Even though he had fumble issues. We can admit that early in his career. He couldn't hang on to the ball.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
He was all right.
But, that's just another complete waste of a character, of a well-established character. And, again, that timeline doesn't match up.
No, God, no.
No, and
not at all.
You have the whole Weapon X program, but then you have with a young striker. But like you said, like Deadpool, it's not Deadpool. They're adamant that it wasn't Deadpool, even though the character's name was Wade Wilson,
and it was played by Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, and you had Will I Am inexplicably as a
he's in there.
Yeah,
he's in
and
there.
And Blob,
the Blob.
Blob.
Yep, they screwed up the Blob.
Yeah.
So here we go. X-Men movie rankings. X2, X-Men Days of Future Past, X-Men First Class, and the original X-Men are in one tier. And you can rank them any way you want, and we wouldn't argue with you. The next tier, probably all to its own, is the Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do think X-Men Apocalypse is above the next two.
And I think it's because you had those established characters, and there was some explanation for it there. There was something there.
Well, like Apocalypse at least had the Quicksilver and it had some good Magneto stuff, whereas like Last Stand and Wolverine, you're hard pressed to find like what was the best scene in those movies,
right? And those two movies, the Quicksilver scene in that movie was unbelievable.
Yeah,
so that's what saves it.
So that one helps it. It's still
probably the most biggest waste of a character was Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's the first mutant. He's the one that all of this started with.
He's the OG mutant.
Yeah.
And
what the hell?
What are you doing?
He seemed pretty easy to get rid of.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Like he's like, oh, he's unstoppable. Actually, no, he's quite stoppable.
Yeah, he's quite. Someone should have figured this out a long time ago.
And then so Last Stand and Wolverine or Origins Wolverine are the two worst. Expectations very high for Logan.
According to Rotten Tomatoes. It is very, very, very high. I think the last time I checked this morning and talking to you, it was at 95%.
That's awesome. I already bought my ticket.
Oh, we're down to 94.
94?
Yep, we're down to 94.
I'm still going to go see it.
Yep, I'm going to go see it.
And then hopefully we'll have an episode next week about Logan and see how good it is.
Yep.
What would you rather have them make, a Gambit movie or a New Mutants movie?
I do not know if Channing Tatum is Gambit.
They keep saying that he will be, but
still on the fence with this.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, wasn't this movie supposed to come out this year?
Yes.
So what are we doing?
I don't know what we're doing.
It sounds like a DC project.
Yeah.
All right, what would you say is the best scene or scenes from any of the X-Men movies?
I think one of my personal favorite scene, as good as the one in Apocalypse was, the Quicksilver scene in Days of Future Past.
That was awesome. Right.
Because obviously you don't have the second one without the first one.
Right.
But what a cool way to do that. This is like the fastest guy on Earth, but you slow it way down and you see it from like his point of view.
He's almost unfair though. Like when you watch that scene, you're like, why don't you just use him for everything?
And he's like moving bullets around and stuff.
He's
so fast that time doesn't even like exist.
No.
And the fact that you juxtaposed it by putting Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce, which is, by the way, I don't know if you've ever heard the lyrics of that song, but it's a father singing that song to his son.
Oh, which is great. Magneto
is
again.
Yep. Magneto again. And so there's that. I thought it was just so clever.
Better again, Quicksilver too than the Avengers Quicksilver.
Yeah.
The
Russian thing, kind of, but we didn't get Fox's version of the Scarlet Witch.
So. No, not yet.
Not yet.
No, actually, you know what? Didn't Quicksilver? He was there. Was it in Future Past or in Apocalypse where he's like playing with a sister?
That was in Days of Future Past.
Was Days of Future Past? Yeah, he's like at home like with his younger sister.
He was a little sister.
Yeah, it's like a little sister.
Yeah, are they supposed to be twins?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, it plays. I would say the Nightcrawler scene to open up X2
Oh, that's another one.
Is like one of the up. All-time greats in the White House.
Yep.
That is very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good Wolverine stuff, obviously, in all of them. Like, each one kind of flashes, like, its own Wolverine scene, which is nuts.
And I think the cameos are great, too. Like, when he shows up with the Weapon X thing on in, was it Apocalypse?
Yeah, it was like a little unnecessary, but at the same time, you wanted it. Like, you're like, oh, good. Like, this is, they kind of went out of their way, but you know what? I'm in.
Yeah. And you're thinking about it, you're like, yeah, that's about the time where that would happen.
Also, you know what's crazy is you go back to the first X-Men and the first scene with a young Magneto in Auschwitz during the Holocaust. And it's one of those, it's such a fine line because you're looking at it and you're like, all right, this is a comic book. This is a comic book and this is a comic book movie. And then you're gonna bring in the Holocaust.
Right.
So like how do you possibly do that without being over the top offensive?
Right.
And they actually I think they have the perfect balancing act because it's very emotional. It's not, you know, cartoony by any means, and you're showing a character who that is a huge part of his story.
Yep.
And for why he is the way that he is, and he's not gonna change.
Right.
And right, but like it's kind of a dangerous choice, I feel like, to put that in. But they execute it in a way where, okay, I think it actually makes a lot of sense. He's a kid. He's starting to see his powers. He doesn't have the powers. But that'll just always be ingrained in him for the rest of his life.
Right, and that explains the rest of the movies why he's like, no, I don't like – I've seen this before. I've seen people, you know, try to do this to other people before. You know, and Charles, who lived a very – privileged lifestyle, doesn't really get it, and I feel like Eric gets it, you know, where he's like, no, I've seen, you haven't seen what I've seen, you don't know what I know,
right?
You know? So the treatment of, you know, again, the Holocaust being the treatment of the Jewish people and then the X-Men dealing with the treatment of mutants, I mean, there are parallels there, so
yeah.
I think, like you said, it was very tastefully done,
yeah. Best characters, if you could have, and again, we'll keep it to the movies because. Cartoon and just comic books, there's probably different answers, but just based off of the movies, three or four of the best characters, and they can be from any of the time jumps. So if you wanted to put together sort of like the ultimate X-Men team, who would be in it?
Oh, I think like we just said, I mean, I think spanning all eight movies, I think you have to put Magneto into all of those movies. Just because I think he's the deepest of the characters.
He absolutely is, yeah.
So, and I think you need that kind of flip side to like, no, this isn't great. It's not great to have these things happen to you. You know, like the way this happened to me was this, and it's not great. And it's not, oh, look, we're special, you know, we're unique and we're snowflakes and all that stuff. But actually, you know, this comes from a very dark place.
And he's probably the best Marvel villain.
I believe so as well.
Like combination of his backstory with like his ability and like what the whole point is, and he sort of toes the line too, especially in comics. From maybe he kind of helps out the X-Men a little bit, but then he's right back to not. You know, it's sort of Catwoman-y in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, he's more of a villain than she is, but he kind of does both, and he's not one of these just one-sided kind of bland characters.
And I think that's the idea. I think that's why that character is so intriguing, is why people are intrigued with Catwoman too, is like there's more to it. Like it's not that simple.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not just a bad guy because I want to blow the world up and get money. Like it's different. You know what I mean? Like there's a little bit more complex than that.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I'm always like drawn to that, you know?
Right.
Similarly, you know, I think one of the more, obviously the more fleshed out characters is Wolverine. You can't have X-Men without Wolverine.
Yep.
You just can't. But
what about where do you stand on Jean Grey?
I think Jean Grey is the most important in terms of how the stories everything when you look at the comics and you look at the movies, like everything kind of revolves around her.
Yeah,
because she's the most powerful mutant in the world, and you know Charles Xavier is the first one to say that she's more powerful than I am.
Right. Right, and like when that stupid scene in Last Stand, where that one guy, the one guy's power is he could tell like how good of a mutant everybody is, or like how strong they are, like 1 through 5, and he's like Jean Grey is like the only 5 he's ever come across. Like Magneto's not even a 5, like Jean Grey is.
Yeah, and that was like the midichlorian thing.
Yeah, you're like, no, you don't need to go there, but fair enough. Like we'll take it.
You don't have to hit us over the head with it. We get it.
That's loud and clear.
Yeah. So I think she's important to the story, but I don't think the movies have done a good enough job with her yet.
No, I think again, true. Like, we'll see what happens. And Sophie Turner's playing her now. She's a good actress, obviously. But it's similar to the scenes. You know, if you were making a team, if you were making like a one X-Men movie, it'd boil it all down. You'd probably want Wolverine, Nightcrawler, Quicksilver. Some of the Colossus stuff has actually been pretty good. Like, once they really get him going, they would probably all be in the mix. And of course, Jean Grey going up against Magneto. Some of the worst characters, I'm still disappointed. Like, Iceman, they made kind of a bitch.
They kind of did. Like, he was kind of...
He kind of sucked. Yeah. And so Iceman was frustrating. Rogue had some good stuff, but she was so much better in the cartoon.
Yeah, she never flew.
She didn't fly. She wasn't... She just wasn't the same.
Gambit, who's kind of like...
Gambit was a waste in Wolverine, and same with Deadpool then, if you want to include that Deadpool.
They had the blue team and the gold team? Like,
yeah.
X-Men like had two teams, and the team captains were like Storm and Cyclops?
Yeah, I would include Storm. Storm has to be in there. Yeah, Storm and Cyclops were like the two. And then Beast and Colossus, Nightcrawler, Rogue, Jubilee, I think Psylocke. So they got a lot of people in there.
They got a lot of people, but the absolute must-have, like we said, we already named them. But like those, you actually obviously have to have Charles Xavier too.
Yeah, right. Professor X for sure.
But that's just kind of a given. You kind of have to have him. They can't be the X-Men without him.
You're like, what X? What? Where do you get the X from?
Yeah, where do you get the X?
Now the villains in these movies, Magneto is clearly the best. But here are some of the other ones that appeared. You had Mystique, you had Sabretooth, you had Toad, you had William Stryker, Lady Deathstrike, Juggernaut, the Blob, Emma Frost, Sebastian Shaw, Apocalypse, Silver Samurai?
Yep. What's the Viper chick?
Oh,
Wolverine. I forget.
Yeah. So, whatever. Anybody who's the next best after Magneto?
After Magneto, I mean,
you know what? Maybe Stryker.
Maybe Stryker?
Yeah, like they've used him a lot, and they've had a couple different actors play him. But if you use him right, like some of the scenes, like that's a character that also kind of makes sense. Like, all right, this is what he's doing. This is why Wolverine hates him. Like, this is his motivation for things.
Right. But again, like, you know, say that's why he does things. But at the same time, like, you can't sleep on Sabretooth. Like,
yeah, true.
I think Liev Schreiber could have been a good Sabretooth.
Yep.
In a wasted movie. I think he was a high point in a kind of a shit movie.
Yep.
That's true. He would have been. He's huge, by the way.
Yeah, big dude. Yeah,
he's a big dude.
Yeah,
if you watch any Ray Donovan, he's a big dude.
He's a monster.
But, you know, Mystique was kind of a throwaway character in the beginning, and then became
much more important.
Like, kind of a cool character.
Yep, true. Very cool ability. Maybe the coolest ability.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to get anything done.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of a cool one to have.
I mean, it's identity theft.
But. Yeah,
hard to prove.
The other person who I think kind of got lost in the shuffle, only because I think January Jones is just like dead fish. Like, she just doesn't have any expression on her face.
Good looking.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Good looking. She wore that Emma Frost suit very well.
But Emma Frost is a huge deal in the X-Men universe.
Right.
I mean, in some of the trades, like the ones that Joss Whedon wrote, she actually is running the Xavier School.
I was gonna say, she's one of the first X-Men, I think.
Yeah, and she's like, Xavier's gone, and she's actually running the school.
Yeah, they didn't really use her very well.
No.
But,
you know, she's a pretty boss character, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I think overall, kind of a mixed bag for the X-Men movies. Again, like, when they're good, they're some of the best. Like, you can put some of them up there, for me anyway, as far as enjoyment, with some of the best from the MCU. Obviously better than the DC movies at this point. Whereas the worst are worse than anything. Like, they're some of the worst, most crap ones going.
I don't think that X-Men Origins Wolverine is the worst. By the way, that it's called X-Men Origins Wolverine because they planned on having more. But that one was so bad that they killed the whole project.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, Origins project. You know, it wasn't Gambit, maybe? That's how that whole thing got started, too, I think.
That's how that fell apart. And then there was supposed to be like a Jean Grey one, and there was supposed to be an Xavier one, which then turned into First Class.
It does look out of place when you look at all the names. You're like, Origins Wolverine. You're like, okay, why didn't you just call it Wolverine?
Yeah, like, they were supposed to be a Magneto one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were supposed to be, like, and that was so bad that it killed it. But at the same time, I don't think that's the worst superhero movie I've seen.
No, that's, I guess that's True. Yeah, like the remake Fantastic Four or Catwoman or Jonah Hex or, I don't know, the Green Lantern.
Suicide Squad, Green Lantern.
Yeah, there's a
Batman
ton.
Batman versus Superman.
All right, so maybe I misspoke. I mean, maybe as bad as those were, we've seen worse.
Like, if you had to sit down, like, yeah, gun to your head, you, yep, had to watch Green Lantern or you had to watch X-Men Origins Wolverine, what would you watch?
Huh. Honestly, maybe just because Blake Lively is in.
Oh, shut up. You know, No. I'm talking about quality. Don't even do this. Don't even, like, try to me. You know the answer.
Well, you just told me you didn't like Last Stand just because of Brett Ratner.
That's true.
No, you're probably right, though. It'd probably be Wolverine.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like,
some elements to it that you enjoy.
I'd be like, maybe Deadpool talks this time. You're like, oh, nope. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I would shut it off the last 10 minutes, obviously. But.
Yeah. Do you have anything else on the X-Men before we get to what should be a jam-packed pick of the podcast?
We got a good pick of the podcast. Let's get to that.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
All right, this first thing, we don't need to map out the entire thing, but last year we did hashtag Dork Madness for the first time, and it was a smash success. We,
yep,
took 64 comic book movies and pitted them against each other, winner by Twitter vote and email vote. You added it in, and that's how we advanced all the way down to the final four, which I forget off the top of my head what it was. I do remember, though, in the final, the Dark Knight defeated the Avengers.
Yes, which it should have.
It should have. I agree with you. I voted for that as well. I think Guardians of the Galaxy made it to the final four, and I'm forgetting what the last one was. Maybe Winter Soldier.
It might have been Winter Soldier.
Or Iron Man? They're the first Iron Man?
I think the first Iron Man was up there. That made it way far. I think that made it to the final four.
Yeah. So
it definitely made the Elite Eight. I don't know,
yeah,
if it made the final four.
So I have that somewhere. We could pull that out. So we're, yeah, going to be starting soon. Hashtag Dork Madness, the second annual edition. This is what I'm thinking. Now, there's a lot of different ways we could go. I want something that's not super niche, so like people can vote on it. Like the movie one was very easy. Like like this movie better than this movie. I was going to do comic book characters, but I feel like that is real aggressive, and we would leave a lot of people out, and there are so many different comics. Like, are you going to bring in characters from Preacher and Saga and all those? Or do we simplify it and go Marvel DC characters?
Yeah, we might have to. Only because, again, I mean, you're going to bring Sandman into this whole thing? Like, you know what I mean?
Are, yeah,
you going to bring the Goon into this whole thing?
Well, Sandman is a DC property. But
technically. But, like, are you going to bring Constantine in? Oh, I guess,
yes,
it's still a DC property. You are going to bring Constantine
in. I think so. Because I did a rough outline this afternoon. I haven't, like, seeded anybody, but this is what I think is easy. Rather than mixing them all up, because one of the problems was last year was we did 64 movies, but, you know, in the first round you had to vote on Dark Knight or Catwoman. Like, no, like, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
there was no chance of a first-round upset in a lot of cases, whereas this one is much different, especially if we do 16 Marvel superheroes in one region.
Right.
Then 16 Marvel villains, and then the same with DC.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a brilliant idea because
Thank
at the
you.
End, you know, when you get down into the lower, you get down to the higher seeds, you know, now we might see some upsets when we have a villain versus a hero. You know,
yeah,
now we're getting some upsets. You know, and the other thing, too, I mean, unfortunately, one of my favorites, Spawn, is out.
Spawn's out.
Spawn doesn't make the tournament. Maybe he does well in the NIT, but he's not going to be in the
We could do a separate region where you have just all these different characters.
All the
all
Image
these
comics, like, you have, like, the Darkness and, like, Witchblade and, like, all these, like, random-ass,
yes,
characters.
Yes,
yes. Very underrated video game, by the way, the Darkness. Very
the Darkness?
Underrated video game. Oh, yeah.
All right.
It was good.
All right, so this is who I have right now, and we can fine-tune this. This isn't etched in stone, but I just wanted to get some names down. For 16 Marvel superheroes, I'm going to read them and just give me a yes, and then they're locked in. Give me an eh, and we can revisit them, or just a no, and then we'll have to replace them.
Okay.
So only 16, and again, we can seed them later. Wolverine.
Yep.
Spider-Man.
Yep.
Iron Man.
Yep.
Captain America.
Yep.
Hulk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thor?
Yes.
Deadpool.
Yes.
People love Deadpool.
Yep.
Nightcrawler.
Nah.
All right, we'll come back to Nightcrawler. Yep. Gambit.
Eh.
Come back to Gambit. Daredevil.
Yes.
The Netflix show, I think people,
yep,
are in.
Yep.
Punisher.
Ooh. This is a tough one. I'm going to come back to that one, too.
All right, come back to Bonger. Cyclops.
No.
He's the leader of the X-Men. Rogue.
Yes, only because of what her power is.
Right.
Because I think that would be interesting to see how she matches up with somebody.
Professor X.
No.
Not
a fighter. You guys are not going to fight.
No. This is most popular. They're not fighting.
Oh, I thought that who's winning in a fight.
No.
Oh, okay.
Most popular. So then
hey,
this
do
way.
Favor. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Start over.
Do you think we should do fight? I think just do most popular, because then we'd be like, here's the most popular comic book character.
Okay, yeah, okay, I get it now.
I think that's a little bit easier.
I thought we were fighting.
Because not everybody's going to know, and then some of them are, like, unfair. Maybe, like, Silver Surfer.
Yeah, Galactus. It's unfair.
Yeah, right? Yeah. This is better. Although your fighting thing is intriguing.
Okay. We'll circle back on that. We'll circle the wagons on that one later.
All right, so you want me to go through them again real quick?
Yeah, go through them again.
Wolverine?
Yes.
Spider-Man?
Yes.
Iron Man?
Yes.
Captain America?
Yes.
Hulk?
Yes.
Thor?
Eh.
Deadpool?
Yes.
Nightcrawler?
No.
No?
No. As far as most popular, no.
Gambit?
Yes.
Daredevil?
Yes.
Punisher?
Circle back. Come back to that.
Cyclops?
Yes.
Oh, so now Cyclops is in. Rogue?
Now he's in. If it's most popular, because like you said, he's the leader of the X-Men. We got to put him in there.
Rogue?
No. Rogue's out.
Professor X?
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Star-Lord.
Oh, has to be.
Yeah.
Has to be in now.
All right, so if you crossed out Nightcrawler, did you cross out Gambit? Oh, no. Nightcrawler, Punisher, and Rogue, I think?
Yep.
All right, then you need three more to replace him.
How about Groot?
No. Groot?
He's the most popular character in that movie, right? Baby Groot?
Groot over Punisher?
As far as in terms of mainstream popularity, yeah, I would put Groot over the Punisher.
All right, I'm gonna write it down for now, and we'll go over this.
We'll put it to
we'll
the,
go over
the
this
people.
Later.
Let's see if the people agree with us.
All right, yeah, we'll go over this
we'll
after
do like
the
a
fact.
Play, like a play-in game.
All right, so
that'd
Groot. Who else? Give me two more.
Captain Marvel.
Okay.
She is the star of the.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Most no, but of the. Latest iteration of Civil War 2. Like, she's the
All right.
head person.
Ant-Man?
Yeah, put Ant-Man in there.
All right, I'll put them on there for now, and we can circle back. 16 Marvel villains, ready?
Yep.
Magneto?
Yes.
Kingpin?
Yes.
Green Goblin?
Yes.
Doc Ock?
Yes.
Venom?
Yes.
Emma Frost?
No.
Juggernaut?
Yes.
Sabretooth?
Yes.
Doctor Doom.
Absolutely.
Red Skull.
Yes.
Loki.
Yes.
Mr. Sinister.
Ooh, come back. Maybe.
Apocalypse.
Maybe.
Crossbones.
No.
Baron Zemo.
Maybe. Come back.
And Thanos.
Yes.
All right, so you were a no on Mr. Sinister, Apocalypse, Crossbones, and Baron Zemo. So that's four.
Yep.
You need to replace four.
Okay.
Or keep a couple of them.
Ultron.
Okay, Ultron.
Does Mystique count as a villain?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. Let's go with Mystique.
Okay. You want to do the Mandarin?
I mean, he is the best villain for. Yeah, I'll add it, and then we can figure it out.
What about Mordo?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how popular he is.
I know, but the movie was good.
All right, DC Heroes.
Okay.
This is a lot. This one's a lot more straightforward, I think. Batman.
Yes.
Superman.
Yes.
Wonder Woman.
Yep.
The Flash.
Yes.
Green Lantern. Aquaman.
Yeah. You know,
he
I
is.
Think this, the roster of Injustice.
Yeah, there pretty much.
Go.
Yeah. Green Arrow.
Yeah,
he is.
You're gonna put Arrow, yeah, because the Arrow of the show, but you're going to put Arrow in and Hawkeye out. What? Imagine that matchup. Who wins?
Like, who's more popular?
Arrow versus Hawkeye.
Or who's, are you talking about fighting again?
No, I'm not talking about fighting.
So here's one. Do you want to put Robin and Nightwing or just Robin? Like, is it Dick Grayson or is
it? We just put Dick Grayson.
Just Dick Grayson.
I would put Dick Grayson as both as both. Because Dick Grayson was Robin, Nightwing, and Batman.
No, I know. But you could, well, true. But you could probably just put Nightwing and then put Robin and have Robin be like Damian Wayne. You could do that.
Okay, you could do that. But I would just put Dick Grayson.
Okay.
Cyborg. Yeah.
I think he is. Constantine.
Ooh, Justice League Dark.
Yes. Yeah, get in there. Get in there.
What, did you say Green Lantern already?
Yes.
Okay.
Constantine.
Constantine, yeah, sure.
Supergirl.
You have to.
Have to. Batgirl.
Yeah, you have to.
Red Hood.
You, I mean, if I say no to this, you might hang up the phone. Yeah,
that's my guy. Yeah. Then the last two, or maybe three if you combine Nightwing and Robin and just to Dick Grayson, I put down Shazam and Martian Manhunter.
You have to put the Martian Manhunter only because of his association with with the Justice League.
Right.
So,
and that's why I have Shazam on there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Who else would you put there? I mean, you could put...
Swamp Thing?
I mean, I love some Swamp Thing. That's Alan Moore territory.
Yeah.
He's good.
We could do Swamp Thing. I mean, he overlaps like with Constantine and stuff, so...
Yeah.
All right, I'll take Shazam off. All right, DC villains, last thing. Joker.
Yes.
Penguin. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Bane.
Yes.
Riddler.
Yes.
Scarecrow.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Come back. Because I think we're getting a little Batman heavy. We need.
I know we are. I start off with Batman, then I move on. I have Catwoman here. She's got to be included in one of them.
She has to be in one of them. So I would put her in as a villain.
Two-Face.
Yeah, yeah.
Ra's al Ghul.
Are we done with Batman? No Ra's al Ghul.
No Ra's al Ghul?
No.
Poison Ivy. All the best villains are Batman villains.
I understand, but we got 16, and I think 10 of them are Batman villains.
I know. Well, hold on. There's more. So you're hold on Poison Ivy?
Hold on her.
What about Mr. Freeze?
No.
What about Calendar Man?
I think these are, you're getting
into. What about Victor Zsasz?
No.
What about Holiday? What about Hush?
What about, like, you're, like.
All right, no, I got more. Hold on.
All right.
Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Deathstroke. It's kind of back to Batman, but he messes up with other people.
I know, but
he has his own comic right now in Rebirth.
Like, where's Harley Quinn?
All right, I'm getting there. She's also Batman, you realize.
I know, but, like, there's so many other Batman characters that are better than some of the ones you named, and you didn't name Harley Quinn yet.
Harley Quinn.
Yes.
Deathstroke. Are you a no or yes?
No, I'm a no on Deathstroke.
Deadshot?
No.
Darkseid.
Yes.
Sinestro.
Yes.
Black Adam.
No.
White Ryan.
Yes.
Oh, I never. You know who got snubbed from the Marvel Heroes was Black Panther.
I was going to bring that up, but I didn't. I didn't bring
no,
it up.
No, you did not. I didn't think you did. Yeah. All right, so then.
You kind of caught me off guard there.
All right, so go back to Scarecrow and Ra's al Ghul, Poison Ivy, Mr. Freeze. You're going to have to replace him with somebody.
I will say that the Black Panther has been in Dark Madness for generations.
That's great. I do love Black Panther. That was really strong. Yeah. Thank you, T'Challa. Thank you.
Sorry, I had to throw it in there somewhere. So, Lex Luthor,
yep.
You got.
Yep.
Let's see. Zod? You skipped Zod?
Oh, yeah, I did. Let's put him in. Zod is in.
Okay.
You're a no on Black Adam. Even though The Rock, we're getting ahead of it because The Rock might play Black Adam.
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt any of that's going to happen.
Right.
What about Hush?
I mentioned Hush. He was during
during
the series of
when
Batman
guys. When I was throwing a temper tantrum?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I'm getting deep. I'm deep into the stacks now, by the way.
No,
Brainiac.
I know. No, Brainiac. What about Bizarro?
I'll put Bizarro in there.
You put Bizarro.
As like a 16 seed, though. Like, not as like a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to do this off mic and figure out the seedings and the
Did
final
you get
16.
Doomsday in there?
Oh, no. Doomsday.
Yeah, put Doomsday in there.
Yeah. All right. I think this will be good. So we're gonna start the voting sometime either this week or next week. We'll do it on the Twitter at Dork Podcast. Follow along. I'll whip up a bracket in its entirety, and we'll try to fill this bad boy out.
Perfect.
Also, my other pick of the podcast would be the most recent episode of Mac and Goo. That's Mac ampersand Goo.
Ampersand.
I was with those guys, the Boxers Podcast, and myself, and we did an auction draft of all of the movies coming out in 2017, starting March 1st. So you're going to want to tune into that. It was pretty good.
I wasn't there.
No.
I'm very upset about.
You were invited. Couldn't make it.
Couldn't make it.
We also have Comic-Con this weekend. Are you still in for Comic-Con?
I'm still in for Comic-Con this weekend. Nice. We have to work out the logistics. But
yeah, we'll figure that out. We'll figure it out in post, just like the bracket for hashtag Dork Madness. You can follow us on the Twitter at Dork Podcast. You can email us dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Davey, where can the folks follow you?
Well, first of all, I didn't get a pick of the podcast, and I'm very excited about this. The Davey video game minute is not going to happen?
I mean, we're kind of running out of time.
Okay, well, this is going to be a quick one.
Okay.
There is on PlayStation Network and PC next month, there is a mature-rated old-time hockey video game coming out.
Nice.
And why this is significant, Richard, is it takes place in, like, the 70s and, like, all, like, these, like, crap leagues. Like, think of Slapshot.
Yep.
But a video game. You can stick fight. There's fighting. There's blood. There's swearing. It's awesome.
Nice.
The best part about it, right?
Yes.
They have the control setup. You can do like a modern setup with the two sticks, or you can do a button one like NHL 94. And get this, they have a beer mode where you can play the game with one hand.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's something you might want to check out for the video game minute. Also, Horizon Zero Dawn came out. It's supposed to be really good. Haven't played it yet. It's on my list of things to do. So
awesome.
Those are my two picks of the podcast. Sorry.
Love it.
You can find me on Twitter and Twitch and anywhere else, basically. Instagram at rvond, rvond.
And we are continuing to effort our own iTunes channel. It has been quite a battle here at WEEI, so we will continue to post to the WEEI podcast page. You can listen to it on weei.com, and one day, just one day, maybe we'll have our own page, and maybe that day is today.
Here's a call to all of you who are skillful with the strongly worded email. If you want to send somebody, I don't know even who to send it to.
I'm not sure.
But if you could send it to WEEI, just put it WEEI@WEEI.com and see what happens.
See where that goes.
And always start it with "to whom this may concern."
That's right.
You know,
that gets you in the door.
And just let them have it.
I appreciate
that.
We
need our own iTunes channel. Yeah.
All right, Ryan. We'll talk to you next week.
God bless.
Thank you. Hashtag dork.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.